Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Corey the Sharpshooter Vanderslane.
Hey, what's up?
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
And after 2 weeks of absence, we have our long-lost producer, Melissa Galburn.
Hey, guys.
Hey, 2 weeks.
I only missed one episode.
Well, you know, I mean, it's been two weeks since we heard her. But,
oh,
you know,
right.
It was only a week missing.
2 weeks too short.
Zach always all over my shit.
You shit straight.
You know I'm kidding. Come on.
Look, first thing I want to talk about, I know it's really weird. I thought I died yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
How do you figure
you died?
I died. I'm not joking. Let me tell you this. This is weird. Okay, so I was sleeping. I've been sleeping in lately since I don't have shit going on until I start summer work / classes. So my phone went off, and I, like, rolled over, and I looked at it, and then it was actually, I think it was a message from Zach. Anyway, I turned it off, and I, like, rolled over on my stomach to go back to sleep, and I, like, slipped into this weird state that I almost can't really describe, like an out-of-body thing, and I was like, this is weird. I don't like this. And I went to try to move, and I couldn't. Like, I couldn't move.
You had sleep paralysis.
That's exactly what it fucking was. I'd never heard of that until... No, seriously, dude. Like, I couldn't even flinch. Like, first I was, like, trying to, like, move my arm and my shoulder, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But, like, I couldn't move anything. And then I'm like, my leg. This went on for, like, 30 seconds, and eventually I was able to force myself out of it, but I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, when it was happening, I was like, dude, like, I think I died. Like, this is what happens. Like, this is... I can't move.
That's sleep paralysis. It happens to a buddy of mine every now and then. It's like for like 5 minutes or so every now and then. It's like he has to try and struggle to get himself out of bed. Like literally get his muscles to work.
Dude, it's the scariest fucking thing ever. Apparently a lot of people think they died when it happens because like you have the complete fucking inability to move.
It's well, it happens to him enough to where when it happens, like, okay, I just got to get going. I just need a couple minutes here.
It scared the shit out of me, man. I really thought I died. Like, I thought I was dead. I know that sounds preposterous, and it's, you know, but...
No, if it ever happened to me, I'd be like, oh, shit, where's the light?
Yeah, like, as soon as it happened, I was like, dude,
or
I was fucking
paralyzed.
Maybe
in my case, where's the fire?
Oh, yeah, they say, like, it happens to a lot of people. You're, like, afraid that an intruder is in the room, that you can't move, whatever. Like, that didn't happen to me. I just couldn't fucking move. But, like, Wikipedia described it perfect when I Googled it. It said, like, sleep paralysis is a phenomenon in which people either when falling asleep or awakening temporarily experience an inability to move. More formally, it's a transition state between wakefulness and rest characterized by complete muscle atonia. Anybody ever had that happen before?
I haven't. Like I said, my friend does, but it's never happened to me. I would freak out if that ever happened.
It scared the shit. Apparently, it's most common in people aged 25 to 44. I'm like, well, I couldn't perfect
I guess
that.
Shit to look forward to.
Yeah. But they also say that it's very common that it could only happen once in your entire life. So that kind of made me feel better. But I was reading about things that cause it, and I'm like, I fit into every one of these categories recently.
What are the categories?
Several circumstances have been identified that are associated with an increased risk of sleep paralysis. These include insomnia, sleep deprivation, erratic sleep schedule, sleeping on your back, stress, overuse of drugs or alcohol, physical fatigue, as well as certain medication, often common in patients who've been diagnosed with anxiety disorders.
There you go.
So nice. Like, well, maybe I was just begging for this to happen. Like, maybe I was fucking asking for it, but still.
Melissa, has that ever happened to you?
Scary shit.
Yeah. I know my cock goes stiff every once in a while. Never anything full body.
Dude, my cock is stiff right now. If my cock was paralyzed, then I'd really be scared.
Promise?
Then I would be dead. Kyle, you ever had anything like that? Oh, by the way, I forgot. Yeah. We got a Kyle's in here.
I'm here too. Thanks for the intro, asshole.
Sorry. You need to stop pre-gaming before the show.
Kyle's like furniture. He just blends into the back hair. Thanks, Kyle. You really tied the room together.
Yeah.
All right, so my sleep paralysis thing, that was what I wanted to start off with. I know it was really weird.
The only thing I've learned from sleep is that I can fall into meditation where I can actually feel my body fall asleep and get like the little tingling sensations in my fingers and stuff.
I get the tingling stuff every now and then, but I never associate that with like me falling asleep.
No, I can sit and meditate and force my body to go to sleep so that only my mind is.
I have a
well, meditation's for faggots. No, I gotta quit saying that. Jack and I were just talking about that before the show. I'm sorry.
I try and meditate a lot. I have a hard time getting my mind to just be still. My mind is going a million miles a second.
Have you opened the third eye yet?
What the fuck does that mean?
No.
It's like a meditation term. It's when you hit nirvana. Talk louder. It's nirvana. Third eye.
Kyle, stop talking. Who else wants to weigh in here?
No. I can get pretty deep for a couple of times.
No.
Like some auditory assistance. But I usually can't get like that zen.
I do it on the bus when I go to school.
You fall asleep on the bus?
That easily? Shit.
Yeah. I just put my headphones in and put my head against the side of the bus and just...
Fuck that noise.
If getting really fucked up and periodically passing out on the couch counts as meditation, then I've been doing that a lot lately.
Nice.
Like a city bus?
Yeah, I take the UNT transport.
Oh, right
on. To school.
It's way cheaper than paying for parking.
No shit.
Yeah.
I actually went like, I want to say 2, 3, maybe 4 years... almost the whole time I've lived here without ever falling asleep once on my couch. And lately, since like my personal life, everything has been all fucking weird and fucked up and unnatural. It's been happening a lot. I like fall asleep and wake up at 7 a.m. and I'm like, dude, I'm still on the
every
fucking
time
couch.
I get drunk, I end up falling asleep on my couch, which is pretty much once a week.
Maybe that's what
I don't,
my problem
on
Wednesday,
is. I don't fall asleep on my couch, although I fell asleep on the outdoor sofa at my parents' house the other day when I got home, when I
nice.
Went over there after work. I just sat down and just passed out on their outdoor lawn furniture.
Does that count as meditation?
No.
All right.
The chakra.
Dude, this reminds me. A couple things I also wanted to bring up today is I want to bring some new terms in. You know, I'm very innovative when it comes to my own lingo, and I like this. I actually sent somebody a text the other day when we were talking about banging, and I meant to say doggy style, and I accidentally said dog style. And I think that's kind of funny. I'm going to start using that. I'm going to throw that into the regular mix.
It's dog style.
Yeah, dude, I was with this chick. We were banging dog style. Like, I think that sounds funny.
I think puppy style would be kind of funny.
That's creepy. That sounds like you're banging
creepy.
Somebody really young. I don't like that.
Sounds like a pedophile term.
Kyle, get out of here. I also want to start calling tits cones. I think that's funny. No, dude, that's awesome. I was watching some old 90s movies where like Pauly Shore was referring to tits as cones, and I'm like, dude, that's funny. I like that. I
like
chesticles. Chesticles is also a good one.
Sweater puppies.
I cannot deny the merits of testicles.
Sweater yams.
Sweater yams.
What's
okay,
your,
that's
what's,
too much.
What's your go-to term for tits?
Tits.
Tits?
Yeah.
Not like boobs or melons or anything like that?
No, I'm going to say
What about your go-to term for vagina?
Clam?
Hot
no, I'm kidding.
Clam.
Pussy, I would
pussy,
say.
Yeah.
I think pussy would be what most people say.
All right, what if you're talking to a member of the opposite
sex?
It's just, I like saying the word
carriage.
Pussy. Come on, everybody say it. Say it. It's fun.
Say what?
Pussy.
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 It's
Melissa.
It's not a word.
Oh, come on.
Say it.
You have one.
Don't be a fucking
yeah, but I don't like that particular word.
Say it.
Why?
Because it's my show. Just do
that's
it.
Right.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Right.
You want someone
go.
Else referring to your naughty bits. What would you have to
yeah,
say?
What is your preferred thing?
Naughty
vagina bits. Is like preferred the weirdest word on the planet, so there's no way you prefer that.
No, but I don't. I actually don't. I personally refer to it as my undercarriage. So
huh. That is the most unsexy term I've ever heard. I'd rather say vagina.
I agree.
No what? Slit, no nutty pocket.
Dude, I smashed the hottest vagina last night.
I just don't, I don't know.
What did you call it? What did you say is your preferred term?
Undercarriage.
Oh my God.
Undercarriage.
I heard someone
dude, I thought last night was going to be a bust and then I got some hot undercarriage.
Yeah. Term for the ages, that's right.
But I don't know. Guys don't generally call it that.
I've heard
face.
Someone call it naughty pocket.
Naughty ooh. Pocket.
I've heard somebody else call it the fun hole. I thought that was kind of funny.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so wait, what if you're like...
Jason,
you know,
if you're listening, that was for you, buddy.
Jason, nice. What if you're, you know, what if you're getting intimate with a significant other,
mm-hmm.
and then you're actually using a term in front of them for their own body parts?
Oh, see, that I wouldn't do.
Yeah, would you say tits and pussy, or would you say
are you talking about in the
else?
Term, like, throughout intercourse?
Like, you're trying
yeah.
to not
both.
Be offensive.
Like, we're talking on the show, casually, tits, fine. You know, you talk about something else.
I don't talk a lot during intercourse. It's mostly just a lot of huffing and puffing. And
I agree.
Grunting.
I don't talk.
I throw in the word "fuck" a lot of times, and I'll be like, "Ah, fuck," that kind of thing. Like, I think that's cool.
Nice.
Not a talker,
no, Kyle's a big time talker, dude. Yeah. Kyle talks dirty.
What if she's like doing something special down there? I was like, "I love what you're doing to my." What do you say?
Oh, definitely say cock. It's the most sensual term you can use, and it's the most masculine.
Really?
Wait,
oh,
yeah, you definitely
yeah.
say cock.
You gotta say cock.
Cock.
That,
you'd never say genitals.
I would definitely say okay. So
yeah, like, no. You say like, I love the way you grab my cock. Yeah. If you say like, love the way you
oh,
grab
yeah,
my dick,
that
it doesn't have the same
take
punch.
That yeah, take that wiener. Yeah, take that
wiener.
How fucking creepy
in
does
the,
that
in
sound?
The,
slug on that hot dog.
Thank you, Kyle.
Slutty
romance.
In the slutty romance books that I read, they refer to it as a shaft.
Shaft.
That's sausage.
How do you like that shaft? I don't know.
I don't know that I like that at all.
That's like rod.
Yeah. Trunk. Max Rodney.
Yeah.
Okay, see, that is a funny term for a boner, though. Instead of saying Rod, Rodney. I like that term, dude. Yeah, dude, like I was sporting a fucking
dude.
It's a very Andy Botwin term.
It is.
Rodney.
Yeah, I call it Russell the Love Muscle. I just pulled that out of my ass. I've never named my cock, by the way. If anything, sometimes I'll say like Kevin Jr.
Kevin Jr.
Even though I'm Kevin Jr. Yeah. Kevin the Richard the Third. So is he. That's it. I just officially named my dick.
Richard the Third.
Richard the Third.
On the air. There you go.
Maybe Richard. No.
You would know that that's not true.
Little Richie.
I'm surprised you don't call it Hidden Valley.
That's what I call your mom's pussy.
All right, yeah.
You gotta set yourself up for that.
Well.
Yeah. Pussy is a great word.
Isn't it,
It sounds
though?
Funny. Yeah. It's just one of those words that resonates really well on the air, too. Like, douche. And that just sounds great on the radio.
It's almost like there's an echo on it.
It is. I really feel the power of the word douche.
Douche.
Kyle, you're a fucking douche. See, people believed that when I just said it.
It's because it's true, yeah.
It's because I've heard Kyle on
That's
the
magic.
Air.
That's
magic. Yeah, I'm kind of a douche.
So if you were fucking a chick, you wouldn't say cones?
Never.
No.
Never.
Would you?
Well, the chick I'm fucking right now probably could say it. No one matters.
Hey, why don't you talk a little closer to the mic? Why don't you tell us about this new clam?
What are you going to do, man?
Do you guys get stoned?
Jesus
together?
Fucking yeah. Christ.
So it's a clam bake.
A clam bake, yes. No, the other day she's like, oh, you want to hang out? And I was like, smoke and poke? And she was like, something like that.
That's pretty clever.
Smoke and poke?
Smoke and poke. Yeah. I like that.
That's nice.
Jesus.
Yeah, she's a giver.
Oof.
It's fine.
Does that mean you get a lot of noggin?
Oh, yeah.
But I also know that Kyle loves to give the noggin.
Oh, yeah.
You're a giver.
Yeah.
Kyle loves to eat snatch.
What dude doesn't like to give the noggin?
Dude, I don't like to eat snatch.
Are you serious?
When I'm drunk, I love it.
It's the fucking best, dude. Yeah,
How is that the best?
Hey, I'm with Kyle on this one. It's awesome.
I was supposed to
I'm there, too. I'm like getting my face dirty.
Yeah.
Wait, did you end up not going?
I ended up not going.
You didn't go to the fucking engagement party.
I was hanging out with a chick that night.
Dude, you're like going to be in the wedding, you motherfucker.
We must have lacking context.
I'm sorry, Cameron.
Hey, Cam, it was a pleasure, man, joining you that night. It was a very beautiful occasion.
Would Cameron be offended by his name on the show?
No.
Good,
no,
because
no, no, no.
We're not fucking bleeping out Cameron.
I felt bad.
No, no, I'm not going to say
it. But I came back late, dude. I was fucking shithouse, man. But
I can't believe you didn't go.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, well, no idea.
No. All right, I'm sorry.
Kevin and Kyle, circle jerking.
This turned into total conversational and totally unprofessional. Sorry about that, guys. My buddy's getting married, and he had an engagement party. I'm in the wedding, apparently, and of course I went. But this fucking guy was supposed to be there, and he didn't show up. And that's
you went to a wedding?
You're gonna bang a bride?
No, just an engagement party.
Oh, when's the wedding?
It's like next summer.
Probably not for like a year.
Nice.
Bang a bride. Yes.
It's exciting. So they have engagement parties now? When did that come around?
Seriously, yeah. Even my friends aren't doing that.
Yeah,
how did I get roped into that?
I don't know, dude.
I had some friends that I used to work with who had, like, they had engagement pictures, and then they had wedding pictures, and then they had, they had like, one every month for their first baby pictures, like they went and had pictures
Jesus
done for
Christ.
Fucking everything.
That just sounds horrible.
That's slightly retarded.
I can't wait to never get married. Getting married for fags.
Can't wait to be a bachelor forever. Yeah.
I could see it.
My significant other, former, by the way, was at the engagement party, but it was cool. Very
nice.
Civil. Yeah. It's all good there.
Exciting stuff.
Don't need to bring that up. Not trying to get depressing or anything. I know I was a little bit of a bummer the last couple of weeks, but I am back officially.
If we're talking depressing, we want to talk about what happened in London today, or just want to skip over that?
You know what?
I was
I don't
actually
going to
talk
about
it.
I'm not really privy.
I was going to talk about tossing salads, but sure, let's go to London. What's
okay,
going on
I
London?
Really want to talk about eating corn. So you go.
No. Let's.
So no. You jump
I have
in,
no
let's,
fucking clue what happened
down.
In London.
No,
I'm
actually,
I'm
asking
this.
If we want to talk about some
asking.
Sort of terrorist
yeah,
incident that happened in London.
We got 17 minutes to kill till break, so whatever.
Okay, Kyle, get the fuck back here. I know you have something to weigh in on.
Kyle will definitely be good on the eating corn. You jump in on the London.
I don't want to go to depressing. Let's just let's
somebody
just
got their noggin cut
that.
Off, right?
Well, let's just throw
like someone got That's beheaded casual. In London in some sort of terrorist incident.
Okay,
oh yeah, and then the terrorist was talking to the news.
Was it like on camera?
Yeah, because I saw that on Reddit. Yeah,
that's just, fucked up.
Yeah, this black dude.
I didn't know what happened until
it
happened until like 15 minutes before I headed over here.
No. It was bad. Bad stuff.
That's all I know.
Do you guys remember like 8 years ago there was a beheading that was all over the internet that you could watch that was really fucked up with like an American journalist or something who got his head cut off in one of the Middle Eastern areas?
Yeah.
Because a bunch of my friends I know watched that and I was like, dude,
yeah,
how
I think
the fuck
it's
did
still
you
on Lively.
That?
You can still find it.
Yeah,
good stuff. I actually saw it a couple months ago. To be.
Love that
I would mention my one buddy who I know watched it, but apparently I can't mention his fucking name anymore since I had to bleep it out. Pussy, just kidding.
Can we guess? Would that be fair?
Are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, dude. I asked him and he told me he wanted to bleep that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait. Can we guess who it is? And if we get it right, then it's just up in the air because
you guys know
it.
No, we know who it is.
There's only two people I ever beeped out anyway.
God damn it! I almost want to say his name just as a big like fuck you.
This is a big reveal.
I'm so tired of it.
Too.
Fine, whatever.
Let's avoid that.
All right, tossing salad. Here we go.
Tossing
That's
salad.
That's a bro topic.
Yeah, we're talking about going down on chicks. Kyle, I know you have something to say here. I
mean, come on. Talk to the mic. If you're going
to
talk about
Kevin, I know you have absolutely nothing to say, so.
I never ate anybody's asshole. Kylie, wait. Haven't we talked about this with you
before? Yeah, dude, I've openly admitted to getting my asshole licked.
No, I want to know if you ate asshole.
Sure.
And I want to hear about your asshole.
Yeah, you talked about the time where you did it in some parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, the open face sandwich.
The open face Reuben.
Were there a lot of meat flaps?
What the fuck does Reuben, was there sauerkraut though?
No, actually, I heard that in Children's Hospital. I thought it was hilarious.
I don't even get it. Rather than like an open face club, if like
an open face Philly, I mean,
seriously, is there excessive meat flap going on?
I think so. I don't know. It was funny though. Open
face. It's like an open face Arby's beef and cheddar or something.
Yeah, exactly.
On the King's Hawaiian bun.
I don't know what the cheese is.
I don't know why I just plugged Arby's.
I thought we've been there, man.
Yeah, I guess we kind of already have.
We used to joke all the time, though, that Arby's looked like vagina.
Yeah.
I mean, which
still does.
Yeah, it totally does.
The Big Heather.
And I love it.
What?
And there's a name associated with
it. Yeah, Kyle just named off one of his former girlfriends.
No, she's
not. We're not going to bleep.
She's the one whose ass you ate, though, right?
Oh, I've eaten her ass plenty of times.
But you've eaten many? More than? How many asses have you eaten? I don't know that many
if
people
you
did
have
it
to stop to count
and
you
went
might
back
be
for
minutes.
Seconds.
Six?
Holy shit.
Civics?
No,
Civics?
Probably three.
Three?
Nice.
Nah, that's not so bad. How many chicks have eaten your corn?
Probably just one.
Heather?
Probably.
Sorry.
I like to preface that with a probably.
No, you're not.
Eat my ass.
Yeah.
Corey, you ever eaten an asshole?
Never eaten, just licked one.
Just
she thought it was awkward, so I stopped.
You kind of just glossed over it. It's not like you...
Exactly. I glossed over it with my tongue.
You didn't dive in.
No.
It wasn't open season.
No.
It wasn't,
Reuben,
a smorgasbord.
No, she was immediately weirded out, so I stopped immediately.
Okay, gotcha.
Open face Reuben.
I can't get past that. That's fucking awesome.
You just
awesome.
Love the open face Reuben?
Supposed to go an asshole?
I'm not into it. Melissa, you ever eaten asshole?
Has your asshole ever been eaten?
I haven't done it and don't intend to ever. But I did, and I think we talked about it, I did have one boyfriend who just went for it one day. Just
bitch touched my balls.
Bitch touched my balls.
No, that's ballsy.
Bitch licked my hole.
And then I was like, whoa, that's like.
Didn't do anything for you?
He's like, oh, I'm into that. I thought you might be too.
Did your butthole feel really clean afterwards?
No.
I don't know why. Just,
or the exact opposite,
Did a clam chipper?
Like, how can it be the exact opposite? What, I mean... Nothing's dirtier than shit.
You gotta wipe after, I mean.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Kevin would have the cleanest asshole because he wipes with Clorox wipes.
Yeah, really. You could eat dinner off
Kevin. That's true. You could perform surgery on my ass. This is funny, by the way.
We haven't talked about your ass in what, like 12 shows? I think maybe we need to go back to it.
What, back to when I talked about the roid? Because that's long gone, thank Christ. Trust me, I've checked. It's gone.
What about you, Zach? Has your asshole had adventures?
No, my asshole has not.
You ever had a chick put a finger in your butthole?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah? How about during a blowjob or during coitus?
Both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Was it both, Heather?
Yep.
I feel like this chick has done everything. Yeah.
I feel like if you're in a relationship for that long, you kind of got to stick some fingers in places that... You haven't stuck them before.
I don't think so, dude. I did it at Ashland for 5 years, and there was no ass play, and I was just very happy with that.
Well,
how the fuck did you get to be host of this show?
Oh, I've done ass play, just not with her.
Oh, man.
The male G-spot is in the butthole.
It's true. Hey, what's your go-to lube for anal sex?
Spit.
I never use lube for anal sex.
Yours or hers?
They should just spit on it and like go for it.
A combination.
I've done anal plenty of times with chicks, and I never once used lube.
You never use lube?
No.
What did you
just
go
in dry?
I think the way it would happen a lot of times is you would
bite the bullet, kid.
You get blown first, so I guess spit would be it.
Spit.
That's kind of the standard MO.
Or badge juice. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's also a good one. Kinda, because if you're... oops. I sound so fucking crude, but if chick's on her back...
The oops.
The corn gets some residge.
It's called the oops.
It gets some residge good.
It goes down. It
first
drains.
Off, there's no such
so
thing
vile.
As the oops, okay? We all know what the fuck we're doing.
We're all disgusting
doing.
Human
yeah.
beings here.
Talking about the gruel.
Did she...
No, that works.
I don't think I've ever had enough to where it just rolled down back. Like that.
Oh, totally. That totally happens.
Rolled down?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like blinds?
Okay, look. This no. No, trickled is maybe more than...
What, spit?
We're talking about... It's not gruel that much.
Female natural.
Gotcha.
I mean, come on, think about it. Yes, you've never been with a chick where you're banging somewhere and there was, you know, a spot left. Yes, exactly.
Puddle.
Yeah, totally. That's like that. Totally uncommon. It totally drips down into that.
Yeah.
Region. It's absolutely. It makes sense. As gross as it may be.
It's true.
Another thing my brother and I were joking about today that like, I think is really funny is that I know every guy has to do this. Kyle, I need somebody to talk to you like who's banging, you know, strange. Whenever you go in to pop,
strange.
When you pop a finger in
yeah.
for the first time, like with a broad, or maybe even not, maybe you've been with her for a long time, it doesn't even matter, but you still do it like the casual, like give
oh,
it a
yeah,
sniff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always do it as subtly as possible, but you always afterwards, like.
Well, that just kinda determines on how fast
it's just
because
you
want to,
yeah, I want to know, like, what the score is before
yeah.
I'm going to.
Yeah, like you're going to smell herpes.
It's not that I'm smelling for an STD. It's just in
what do you
general,
mean you
like,
want to know what the
what,
score
I just want to know what it smells like.
Yeah, like that's going to stop you. Like you're not
going
to put your dick
smelling.
In her.
I want to know. And I got to say the best reaction
now,
you could possibly
like
get
casual,
is if you do it and you smell.
Stroke.
If that's... you do it and you smell nothing, you're like, nice.
Yeah.
That's the best case scenario.
It could, dude, it could smell like...
Pretty going barefoot.
Kyle Singletary is here all week.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ.
Then you get cozy.
Yeah.
Does somebody else have something? You know what? I'm running out of stuff.
Okay. Do we want to talk Star Trek spoilers?
Nope.
I'll talk Star Trek, dude, because Star Trek was a fucking awesome movie.
Okay. We need
it's
to
been
preface
out for weeks,
this
so if you haven't seen it,
spoiler we are going
alert.
To talk Star Trek spoilers.
Okay,
wait.
Okay. Let's do it this way.
Benedict
talk,
Cumberbatch
let's,
is Khan.
Let's talk about it.
Let's just say this. If you don't want to get any
Spock
spoilers.
Kirk and Spock reverse roles from The Wrath of Khan.
If you, yeah. God damn it! If you don't want to talk, if you don't want to hear any spoilers, come back in after the half. How about
go.
That? Okay,
yeah.
We're going spoilers.
You don't know what the totally. Fuck we're talking about. Come back in after the half. That's fair.
Do you guys think it's gay that Spock screams Khan in the fashion that William Shatner did in The Wrath of Khan?
Yes, I thought it's like...
It right the fuck
completely
into
completely
it.
The wrong person.
Yeah.
It douched me out a little bit. I was like, that may have not been necessary, but still, on the whole... It's kind of funny that we didn't.
There are two.
On the whole,
on the whole,
it was
yeah.
a great movie. Though.
There are too many attractive men in that movie for it not to be a good movie.
And we saw the role of Khan
well, that's
coming
what I saw.
From a mile away.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
We saw it coming from advertisements.
He's been on IMDb listed as Khan for like 8 months as Khan.
I've heard that
rumored.
Was just speculation, but
yeah.
it's like you know it's gonna be. That's what it's gonna be.
Totally.
Kyle, have you seen it? I'm
have
sorry.
Oh, yeah. No worries, man.
I already went twice, man. It was fucking great.
The only thing I have to say is they did not learn their lesson about the whole lens flares thing.
The lens flares
they
are awesome and add a lot
up.
To the movie. Dude.
They do.
I
they
don't
do.
Think
and
so.
Most they do a lot of the time. But there are some times where you're just like they're standing next to each other talking. Why are there lens flares? Well, they're talking on the ship.
I love it.
Okay, look.
There's that one scene
that
where
it almost makes sense.
Where
the ship's
red
full of
blur
lights
on
like,
the right side of the screen for like
the
30
no,
seconds.
No, I mean,
yeah,
Chris Pine is talking to what's his name, the alternate captain, where they've just got a lens flare going for like. 10 whole seconds right there. It's like, that's fucking excessive.
Wait,
okay.
Did you guys see it in 3D?
Yeah.
I did.
No.
Because 3D really added a lot to that movie.
Yeah, I think
fuck
it did too.
It made it awesome, dude.
The bit with Bones at the beginning running through
oh,
the
harpoons
and the
harpoons like flying back?
That was
dude.
The first time in a 3D theater I've ever literally like flinched at something.
That
like,
looked
holy
so
shit.
Awesome.
That was
it
really
did
well
look
done.
So, it did look really good.
And like every
3D.
Time the ship goes to
huge,
warp, the 3D was like fucking sick.
I'm not huge onto the 3D thing because it usually makes me sick, but I think in Star Trek it really made a difference in the quality of the film.
I would
maybe
agree. Since Avatar, that's like the movie I thought that the 3D stood out the most. It's
okay.
Really
I still got a headache.
I did
maybe
see
I'll go
Thor
see it
in
and I'll
3D,
still
and it was okay.
I saw Thor, yeah. I like
okay,
forgot look. It was 3D after a while. I saw Iron Man 3 in 3D,
oh,
and
I saw The Last
okay.
Airbender in 3D. I wasted my money.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
That's not because of the 3D.
Thor...
Yeah.
Thor was half fucking Dutch angles, right?
Yes, correct.
And that was distracting as shit.
Yeah.
Star Trek 3D, the new one. Had it's a bunch of lens flares. Was it distracting?
No.
Then it added to the movie.
I absolutely
think
it
I think most
yeah.
of the... Most
it, just
it was not a bad
ever.
Thing.
It just works for it.
Especially when they're on Kronos. That and they're like running and stuff. I think the lens flares definitely added to the movie. I think, but there are some moments, like the moment when they're
really,
back.
I only really noticed lens flares when they're on the bridge of the Enterprise.
Yeah, yeah. That's one moment.
When they're on board the ship is really when
they're
next.
There's one moment where on the right side of the screen, for like 30 seconds, there's just this red blur that covers a third of the screen.
So when he's talking to the other captain, that's the one we're talking about.
Yeah, right. For no.
But that's
other
not
reason.
On Cronus.
No, that's
on
different...
the bridge.
Yeah, that's on the bridge. And there's absolutely no reason for that to be there.
But what other captain? What part are you guys talking about?
It may not be another captain,
but
it might be
the other gigantic Enterprise. The Admiral.
Guy
that's
running oh, Peter Weller.
Yeah,
as
just...
Admiral Marcus. Yeah.
Yeah,
RoboCop.
There you go.
He was also in Dexter season 5.
Oh my god, I didn't catch that.
Fuck, he was. You're right.
Holy shit, I missed that.
That's like, there are some, there
Kyle,
are a
can
few
you pop
moments,
that light on by the side of the door? Thanks.
There are a few moments where the lens flares get a little out of hand, but for the most part, I think they definitely add to the movie.
But for the lens flares, were still off the charts in the first one, too.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I can't believe the first one came out 4 years ago. I really hope
did
it doesn't take that
really?
Long.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I really hope it doesn't take that long for another one. Yeah, summer of 2009 is when the first Star Trek came out. Damn.
There were actually a couple
I went and saw the midnight release of that.
I did, too, and it was awesome. By the way, Chris Pine is way more ripped for whatever reason in the new one than in the original.
You know, I didn't like the original as much, but I like this one a lot more. It's a really fun flick.
Why does Kirk never get normal human pussy?
What about that threesome that he was having
with two
at the
chicks
very
with
beginning?
Tails?
All right. Okay. Well,
and then the first one, he's fucking a chick with green skin. She's like the She-Hulk.
If you had the opportunity to bang a normal chick or a chick with a tail, come on.
I would go either way.
I would completely go with it. But there were a couple
Kyle, back me up.
Dude, I'll take the tail.
Yeah, exactly.
And the gives green bean. Like,
so would I. But, I mean, still, come on.
There have been a couple people.
Why does Kirk
people...
always have to be getting space pussy? It's pussy. It's
okay, the first
pussy.
One's the jolly green bitch. Come on. She looked awesome.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
Fucking
Corey, go ahead. We keep cutting you off.
There have been a couple of people that have complained about the amount of, like, gratuitous, almost nudity that's been in this.
Really?
Like, when
you
Alice...
see Carol Marcus for, like, 2 seconds in her... underwear, that's it though.
Aww. That's what people have complained about now. I don't get it. It's because it's like people are saying that it doesn't preach to the nerd culture. It's trying to get more people in to liking Star Trek, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't think it was particularly a sexy film by any means. I thought
especially
it was much more
after
dark
taking,
and violent.
Especially after
cool.
taking a professor that three of us have had that Kevin has not. His TV analysis class, watching the stuff about Star Trek.
The Trekkies play?
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think it's a good thing that more people watch Star Trek because it's it's an influential film.
Really,
it's opening
really
up to a whole new generation of people.
This.
We can't say that.
Shush.
Oh,
fuck.
It's one of the like most well-recognized and beloved franchises of all time.
And well, now
only,
it's
that
opened up
most,
to a completely new generation of
and
people.
Plus, and it's the most it's the most progressive show that's ever aired on television. So...
I don't know that I would call Star Trek the most progressive
it
show
is.
Ever on television.
It is.
It featured the first interracial kiss.
So.
Lieutenant Uhura was the first female person on the bridge who held any position of power, and she was African American.
I'm still not going to call it
and
the most progressive
the first,
show on ever
one
television.
The first
out
gay actors that was on air there.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, George Takei didn't come out till for like 40 years after that, though.
I thought he was before then.
No, definitely not.
But
he was closeted till he was in his like 70s.
Star Trek is a cultural phenomenon. It's quite interesting.
All right, we spent enough time on Star Trek. Let's get back into some sex or porn or something.
Well, it leads me into there's a bunch of good movies that are coming out this summer. Like what? I've got a big list for myself. But what movies do you all want to go see this summer?
All right, I'll talk some movies, but no video game shit before the break.
After the break, definitely.
I still want to see The Hangover, even though a lot of people poop on it. And I'm going to see Fast and Furious 6. I don't care how gay
it is. I heard that
and I love
is,
the 3D.
One of the guys at the movie theater said it was worth going to see because you know exactly what you're going to get, and it's worth every penny of it.
I would think that's generally the
consensus
with those
films. That's coming
out
this weekend, I think.
I don't think anyone ever expects Fast
like
and Furious to be groundbreaking.
Original cast again, right?
Yeah, for the third time.
Yeah. I mean, somehow
resurrecting Michelle Rodriguez. Zach, you haven't said anything in a long time. Why don't you speak up? We'd like to hear from you, buddy.
I talk all the fucking time.
Come on. Zach,
God damn, I talk too much.
Hey, Zach, say something funny.
Your mother.
Okay.
But
Melissa, will you get Kyle a beer, please?
after Fast and Furious 6, there's going to be After Earth. That's the Will Smith
cool.
movie.
With
yeah,
J.D. Smith
really
or whatever.
Good.
Nope, M. Night Shyamalan, fuck it.
It'll be gay?
Yeah.
Whatever that shit is with Ender's Game, that will be gay.
But it...
Harrison Ford?
Yep.
But gay. After Earth, Oblivion, and Elysium, they all did the same goddamn movie.
Yeah, you know what movie does look different, though? Gravity.
This one with Matt Damon?
Gravity. Yeah, yes, I want to see Gravity.
Quiet on the set. Let's talk Gravity.
Let's talk Gravity.
Gravity.
You haven't seen the teaser for Gravity?
No.
It's a great teaser.
It's a space movie with George Clooney. It's like an incident in space, similar to like an Apollo 13 type scenario.
What is it coming
of a, never mind, I'm thinking of a movie.
When is it going to be in theaters?
I am not entirely sure. I would look it up on your
computer. I'm thinking about Upside Down, which fucks with Gravity a lot. But
oh, yeah. Shit, I don't even know that. But yeah, watch the teaser for Gravity.
That movie. Talking summer movies. Get the fuck out of here.
It is a fucking summer movie.
Elysium looks good. It's not on my list. Come on.
Yeah, well, maybe it's end of summer. Neil
Blomkamp, District 9. It looks good. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, what does?
Elysium.
Oh, that looks pretty cool.
District 9. That'll be good.
Matt Damon. Yeah, yep. That looks
cool. Elysium does look good. I'll
go see that shit. Because District 9 was a badass movie.
I heard Oblivion was okay.
Oblivion was, it was all right.
Okay,
it's like the apocalypse brought to you by Apple.
Is Elysium like a sequel to District 9?
No.
No.
It is in no way affiliated.
No, in no way affiliated.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's like a spiritual sequel, but in no way affiliated, no.
Oh, okay.
It has to do with like After Earth type scenarios.
Charlton Copley's in it.
Which one? Okay, there's a new Tom Cruise movie coming out over the summer.
Oblivion.
Oblivion.
That was Oblivion. That's
already
out.
What about World War Z?
God, I...
You mean torsos and bodies and limbs flying at the camera? Yeah, that looks great. That's pretty much all I ever see every time I see it is arms and legs flailing.
Yeah, it's a movie based on a book that is in no way related to the book.
Yeah, the book is like Walking Dead type zombies.
It's slow zombies.
Like
the movie is
days
fast
later
zombies.
On steroids.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, it definitely...
I still want to see it.
What about Now You See Me? With that magic movie where they rob the bank?
Yeah, that looks alright.
The banks?
I would see it.
That looks pretty good.
Magic's bullshit. Dude,
just,
I don't know.
Okay, what about Pacific Rim?
Gay.
What?
Totally gay.
Shut the fuck up.
Pacific Rimming.
Shut the
Pacific
fuck
up. Dude,
no,
I just...
That movie looks fucking awesome.
Other than GLaDOS, it just looks fucking dumb, man.
No, it looks fucking awesome.
I can't get behind
fuck
it.
Fuck all you guys. Jesus.
I have to say that I don't watch cable television, so I don't see a whole lot of trailers and whatnot, so...
What about, fine, what about This is the End?
What a perfect movie to go to break to, because this is the end of the first half of the show, and I think that movie looks good, by the way.
What is it?
It's that one with, like, every fucking Judd Apatow comedian of all time in it.
Oh, yeah, nah, that'll be alright. I think. It'll probably suck.
It's gonna be a comedy movie, but...
Alright, more to come after this. You're listening to The Status Pro. Yeah.
You're listening to The Status
Bro!
All right, everybody, we're back on the Status Bro Show.
Belch.
Got some stuff to get to. I'm going to shotgun some beers with Kyle and Zach, of course. Yeah, I forgot to mention earlier, Kyle Singletary is with us. Go ahead and say something.
I thought you did mention
that. Hi. All right, thank you, Kyle. Joined with Zach and Corey and Melissa.
Bunch of fucking third graders. Jesus
no,
Christ.
No.
Sophomore
worse.
If you're going to burp, do it at each other. Fucking don't do it at the mic because I'm in here,
I just wanted to burp over Kyle's intro.
You're okay.
You're also right.
Yeah, you burp over your shoulder
right
at me.
You're right there.
Fuck. Every time I get Red's apple ale and ass.
Look, people might think this bit's getting stale, but I don't really care.
I don't
care,
ass.
Corey?
What?
Calm down. This is serious shit.
I'm down. Yeah.
Do you want to eat a bizarre food?
Maybe.
I got some bizarre food. What do you guys think?
Now the bit getting stale thing is funny. I got it.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle, will you grab my bizarre food since you're up? It's in the cabinet, top shelf. It's in
while
a very small box.
While he's grabbing that, I want to continue just the tail end of the movie discussion.
Oh, come on, Corey. You're killing us.
No, yeah. This is good.
I agree,
good.
Dude.
I've seen a picture of Jennifer Lawrence from X-Men Days of Future Past.
Up top. Right there.
God damn it, that's fucking hot.
All right, you're right. Kevin, pull the shoe.
See, I think Jennifer Lawrence...
God damn it, I'm going to have to grab it real quick. Mr. Lewis, you have the con.
All right, that's what I think...
Lewis has the con!
From now...
Lead us.
All right, from now on, every time we go to a topic goes south, I think I'm going to say pull the chute. That's going to be my fucking go-to time.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Thank you. You're buying what I'm selling? You catch what I'm throwing?
Yes.
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence.
I am drinking what you're pouring.
Hit that in a fucking second.
I would also bang Jennifer Lawrence on
or
another
you
note.
Fuck anything with a pulse.
Once so I would I.
The pulse is debatable. Yeah.
Once I get to know it, but Jennifer Lawrence in a fucking.
I'm on the cusp with the pulse thing as well. Just kidding. Anyway, what I have this week is worms, larva. If that sounds interesting to you guys, it comes in a similar box to the crickets, except they're very long, thin worms.
Weak sauce.
What kind of worms?
What do you think? Larva is weak.
That actually look okay.
It doesn't look bad at all. All
right, take a picture.
I thought they were gonna be fresh.
Oh, like, none of that vertical video shit. We're done with that.
You're right. We're better than that.
Yeah. Pictures are fine, but
pictures. And if you're not gonna do picture, you do fucking horizontal.
That doesn't look better.
I'd rather we don't even do video. We hardly ever post them.
I agree. I'm fine with pics. Still pics. Shots.
It's easy.
That's not bad at
it's
all.
It's fun.
You guys don't think it looks gross?
No, not at all.
Well, while I have it backwards.
We're eating some shit on this show, man.
There's one.
We ate fucking duck eggs last week.
So nine calories in this whole box, man. You could eat our bizarre foods and be very healthy, I feel like.
It's true.
All right, well, you guys are going to try it. I'm not going to try it.
No problem.
I'm not doing it. I don't do bugs, all right? I can feel Zach's judgmental look.
You contributed last week with the fucking duck eggs. You're not going to eat this?
The squid jerky also I find less offensive than this. Kyle went to go shit, and I wanted him to eat this, the motherfucker.
He'll save some for him. We'll save some for
him. I'll save some for him. They're barbecue, I thought, was what would be best.
Barbecue. What were the other flavors?
Yeah, that works.
Shit, they had three, and now it's hard to remember.
They had shit?
They didn't have...
Yeah, they just had ass.
Which, by the way, Andrew, my buddy, we went to that same place, and he got the, what is it? Vinegar, salt and vinegar crickets, and he said they were very flavorful.
I like salt and vinegar. That would probably be all right.
What was the flavor? Sour cream and onions.
Yeah, that's what you brought us.
And it didn't taste like sour cream and onions.
No, it tasted like crunchy cricket.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and open it.
Crunchy cardboard, maybe?
Crunchy something.
Okay. Kyle's like, fuck
Kyle's eager to go first. Wait, Mike it. Oh, Jesus.
He doesn't give a shit.
These are delicious.
All right, go ahead. Put it. Get right up in there.
Oh, wait, give him some.
Well, you first. Let me smell it. It smells like pet food again.
Mmm, corn nuts.
It's not that bad.
Mmm.
Got a few.
Better or worse than the pepper?
It's fine. Those.
Wait, the pepper? Oh, the pepper. I got peppers too if you guys want
to
eat some.
If you're going to burp on the air, you have to eat gross food.
I don't think I can.
Come on.
It's not gross. It's just maggots.
God damn it. I'm a pussy if I don't eat it now. I'm invested.
That's
now,
not
right?
Bad at all. I'll eat the rest of it.
Zach, give me one.
They kind of are.
Chips.
I just want one. Just one. My germ-free sanctuary is now contaminated.
Yeah.
Your promissile?
You're eating worms, asshole. I mean,
eat the rest of the crickets. I'll eat the rest.
Kyle,
of
are you
right
mocking
these are not
my?
Bad at all.
No,
tendency. Not bad at all. Seriously.
Here, Kyle, eat these.
No, I was just looking for a good time to use bromicile, and that you just opened me up.
Thank you. Thing. Here, eat the rest. I don't want these. Get them out of my hand. Get it.
First
it.
Time I ate it.
There's still one more. Chew.
Okay.
You're not gonna have one.
What do you guys think? Huh?
Did you eat one?
Was there spicy?
Dude, you're gonna eat that and be like, "Holy shit!"
Hold on, I'm gonna pop my teeth out.
That's not bad at all.
I'm going to pop my teeth out.
Teeth to come out. Old man is here.
I'm going to pop my dick out.
That's actually quite interesting.
Hell of a show there, Zach.
Thank you.
That actually just tastes like a delicious
snack.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Yeah.
Right? I'll
you want another
the
one?
Rest of these.
Here, give me another one.
Yeah.
Those aren't bad at all.
I want some more.
It's a horrible, bizarre food.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, they look so gross in the package.
You suck.
Blow me. You enjoyed them.
Nah, it's fine.
At least they're nourishing you and you enjoy the taste.
They're barbecue flavored.
They are.
Yeah.
Do they actually taste like, you know,
if
like barbecue?
Gooey,
a little bit.
If they were gooey, sick, gross larva, they'd probably be gross.
All right.
Speaking of weird flavors
and
shit.
That's not bad at all. Let's see. You want some?
Have you guys found any of those new Lay's around? I got like the three flavors they're trying.
They've been doing that for a while.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't tried any of them.
I've tried the...
I have a strong theory on that.
I've tried the chicken and waffles.
What's your
first
theory?
Off,
how was it, by the way?
It's not bad.
That sounds like
it's
the best
interesting.
One.
It's not bad.
Okay, here's my theory. The three flavors are what? Cheese, garlic, shit.
And then there's one that's it's like a red one. That's
sriracha.
Yeah, sriracha.
And chicken and waffles. And I think the sriracha is going to win, having not tried any of them, because cheesy garlic fucking... It's been done.
I've tried the sriracha,
chips.
I've tried the chicken and waffles.
The right bitch now, about the chicken and waffles is what's the biggest flavor that hits you when you eat chicken and waffles?
I think the syrup. Yeah.
It's maple
syrup. It doesn't taste like chicken and waffles.
I love
good,
the
though.
Smell of maple syrup, though.
Right,
really?
But when you eat potato chips, you want
Canadian?
Something sweet.
Do what? It's funny, because anytime you eat anything that has maple syrup in it, you smell like maple syrup. And I love that.
Yeah.
It's not a bad smell. Not at all.
Mm-mm. All right, I'm going to continue to use Star Trek lingo, by the way, for the rest of the night, because that's kind of my bit. So, Lieutenant Singletary, Commander Lewis, we're going to shotgun a beer. Corey, great. Mr. Vandersland, you have the con.
Let's do it.
All right, take it.
Actually, I'll just hold out for now. Actually, you know what?
You.
I'm going to time you fuckers.
Kyle and I are going to go same time.
If I'm running the show, I'm talking about Xbox.
Oh, no, we'll go one at a time.
Don't talk about Xbox.
None of that video game shit.
Fuck you. I have the con.
He does have the con.
You have the bridge, Mr. Vandersland.
Last fucking time you have the bridge. Enjoy it.
Let's punch it.
No, I'm talking about Xbox. Microsoft had their big announcement yesterday Xbox One.
The One, by the way, is the most retarded name ever for a console. It's the third Xbox.
Yeah. It really is. They've had some other good.
We're gonna call it fucking Xbox, no matter what.
It's fucking Xbox 3.
It could have been the Xbox 720. Could have been Xbox Durango, or even like the what.
Corey, filibuster as long as you can because
Zero
with
the Phantom.
Done.
Yeah. Whatever, they went with Xbox
Next
One.
Xbox would have been better.
Next yeah, that's
Box.
What I've been calling
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah, I agree, that would have been better.
Or the Sex Box.
Xbox.
The other thing with saying Next Box is what comes after the Next Box, but...
Well, iPad came out with a product called the New iPad.
I know, that's fucking retarded, though. Okay. That really is retarded. But they've got some cool stuff coming with it. They've announced several new games, including Call of Duty Ghosts, which looks pretty fucking cool.
Alright, hold on a second. Kyle's gonna shotgun. Let's go and give me cheers.
You gonna wait for that?
I thought you were gonna do it at the same time.
No, yeah, it's
the
mine.
Jump the fucking gun anyway. Here.
Sorry.
You score the comedy. You back the fuck out. I don't know what to do, man.
Hurry up, dude.
Unprofessional.
Well, fucking hold it.
Seriously.
Man. Loading. I don't tell
ya. There's
wait, hold
going.
On a second.
I mean, that's Call of Duty Ghosts.
Alright, you ready?
Yeah.
Four to five.
Cheers, Kyle.
There it is going. And.
Sorry, I missed a call, and I'm going to call back our call.
What's our time?
Not bad.
What's our time?
For
Kyle's time. Well, yeah, what was Kyle's time?
3.8.
All right.
What are you calling?
Call
I had a missed call. I got to call back.
Force of Five. Some new game called during Quantum Break. That's
that's
Xbox exclusive.
No, it was during the show.
It's Remedy. The guys made Alan Wake. Look, you got it during the break or during the show?
Did you ever play Alan Wake?
I bought it.
To our caller, call back. Oh, you bought that? Oh, that was... Dude.
Yeah, I bought
straight
it
straight to voicemail. Too bad.
Literally right before I came over here.
They've also classic. Announced a Halo series that's going to have exclusivity to through Xbox.
Fuck Halo.
Halo series.
Gay.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
I used to be a fan until Halo 4.
Dude, how can you even take Halo seriously after playing something like Max Payne 3?
How do you not like Halo 4?
Halo 4 is garbage, dude.
You don't like
hey,
what 343 Studios
time?
Has done with it?
3.8.
Nope.
3.8?
You beat that.
I do not.
All right, Zach's going to time me. I'm going to shotgun a beer. Mr. Vandersland, you have the con?
Yeah,
I do.
Kyle, you can jump on there. Don't sit on my chair, though. You're not ready for the chair. You don't respect the chair because you're not ready for it.
Can I smell the chair?
Yes.
Whatever. They have a number.
Hot, right?
Fucking hot.
Does it smell like Clorox? Shit, yeah.
Alright, host cabin is doing his own shotgun at this point. They have their number of exclusive games and video content. They've also announced like some of the specs for it. They're going to have 8 GB of RAM, 500 GB hard drive, HDMI pass-through, which is kind of cool. They can actually use it as like it's going to be.
What the fuck Corey's talking about?
Fuck you, goddammit!
Shotgun your beer.
You can tell you.
Fuck yeah.
It can be used as a cable box. It can be its own cable box.
It can also be used as a boring topic on the Status Bro Show.
Cheers!
It's gonna have Blu-ray!
Just drink your beer and calm the fuck down, Kevin.
DVR, cloud, and smart glass. Fine, I'm fucking done. Fuck you!
I'll never have to calm down.
Take a Xanax and just sit in your chair.
That one's
kind of
warm.
It's like I like everything they've had to announce for it, except what they didn't actually announce in their press kit is that it's going to be the games have mandatory installation. You have to install all the games to hard drive. It means it's going to be tied to your account, which it sucks for doing
more.
Secondhand
trade
games.
Wait,
anything you could buy from like GameStop.
Cold, you.
Yeah, you don't want to shotgun a cold beer. I'm doing you a favor.
I can't do shit. With this.
I'm sorry, yeah. Corey. You led us right into the neutral zone, and you know.
Fuck your neutral zone.
Oh, hold on, I got a call.
Oh, every. All
every
right,
fucking
done.
Show.
I'm done.
It's my brother.
FaceTime?
Yeah.
Load.
It's my brother,
Mr. Ebling.
It's connecting. Hey, you're on the Status Bro Show. What's up, man?
Go with the theme song. Damn it.
Is that really what our music sounds like?
I don't know.
Hold on a second. Call me back. I'd rather do it on my iPad. The sound sucks on here. All right, we're going to wait for him to call back, since all he ever has to say is to do our fucking music anyway. What do we have next? Let's kill 17 minutes.
Are we done talking about it? Y'all not want to hear what I have left to talk about Xbox?
I thought we covered the Xbox.
I was getting into like the downside of it.
Yeah, Corey, I heard you got back with your ex.
What?
Box.
Kyle, there's the door.
You're fucking
Corey. I don't even know what to do. This is just a mess. And I love that about us.
Do we have any other topics to talk about then?
I've got plenty of other topics.
Of course we have other topics.
Okay, we're done with Xbox.
You think we ever wouldn't come fully loaded?
Hey, I'm all about the nerd speak, Corey. But we can only allow so much of it on the Status Bro Show.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa, the voice of reason here.
Okay, fine. I've got another...
Hold on. Oh, here we go. Incoming call.
I'm going to tell you, I'm absolutely ruining the show.
All right, what's up, John?
Ruining the show.
Hey, did Zach and Melissa, did they eat a worm?
I ate one.
Corey, you didn't eat one, you little bitch.
We all ate a fucking worm! Shut the fuck up!
Dude, Corey always eats the bizarre foods.
I'm eating all these fucking worms. I'm eating...
What about Zach? Did Zach eat one?
Yes! Yeah. Everybody but Melissa ate one.
Get in here, hold on.
Melissa, eat one.
Let me see this motherfucker. Hey.
Where are you?
I don't know. Here's the rest of me.
Are we on the air? Or are we taking a fucking phone call?
Yeah, Zach just down the entire bag
and
there.
His brother wants to call me out on
not
eating
Corey?
The bizarre food.
Not Zach.
Hey, yeah.
You don't have children. You're not old enough to have children and have this problem.
By the way, John, you look really high.
I am.
Hey.
Put a shirt on, goddammit.
Oh, nice. All right, well, that's...
This guy, California.
Hey, did Kyle start...
Look, you're killing the show right now. You're one step shy of Corey's Xbox talk. We gotta go,
all
right?
Hey, did Kyle start this one off?
Seriously.
Hey.
Do what?
I'm all about the...
Did Kyle start this one off?
I'm just busting balls.
All the rest of y'all.
What do you mean, start one off?
This show's a fucking train wreck.
Did he was the first to eat the worm?
He actually was, yeah.
This is so off the fucking rails.
Isn't second half...
All right, I'll talk to you later. See you, buddy.
He's gonna listen back to this and be like, fuck.
You guys talking shit about me?
Yes!
You guys got to tone it down.
Shit about your phone call. Turn your phone off.
You're gonna have
Jesus.
To catch that
yeah,
one
learn
later.
How to turn your phone on silent, Kevin. You know, there's this little button.
I don't
want
to turn
that
silent. I want to answer calls during
he
the show.
He called him.
Yeah. It's not going to be an outgoing. What do you guys, come on. You guys got a problem? Speak on it.
Balls,
come on.
Yeah.
No, you'll listen back. You'll hear it. It'll be fine.
What's wrong with that? what are y'all saying? Come on.
You had a topic earlier this week, actually last week, makeup sex. You have some good makeup sex stories or something like that.
Were y'all talking shit about me while I was on that call?
Yes,
I do.
We
talk about
we're
shit
about
on
makeup sex.
I do everything out of the open.
You on
I would
every
I would
call.
Respect if you guys paid me the same courtesy. What were y'all saying?
Dude. You know when you're listening back to the show, you will have already heard it at this point.
You know what? I don't want to wait till I listen back to the show. I want to hear about it now.
Yeah. This show is a train wreck.
How is this show a train wreck?
Look, dude. We're
downhill.
We are a train wreck.
We are all over the fucking rails.
We're always a train wreck, and I'm slightly drunk, so it's even worse.
You know what?
I am too. I don't give a shit. I'm slightly drunk every week.
You guys, these types of things happen. You steer the ship as best you can. Sometimes it's smooth sailing. Sometimes you hit the rocks. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
So let's move past it.
This one's more like we got stuck in a hurricane.
Yeah.
And just
we're walking on shore at this point.
We have done way worse radio than this. I guarantee fucking.
I don't think we have. This is pretty bad.
How is this?
Let's not fucking dwell on it. Jesus Christ. What the fuck
moving
are
on,
we?
It's a topic.
Moving on to
us
new
train
topics.
John was still better than the Xbox talk. Come
John
on.
Was okay.
Oh,
okay. Fuck you. You brought this topic up last week. Makeup sex.
All right. I'm sorry, Corey. Go ahead. I'm over it. Let's all be friends. Seriously. Makeup sex.
Is it really as good as people say?
Is it really even a real thing?
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
You know what the cool thing about makeup sex is that you're both still kind of angry at each other. So it's kind of like rough and you're like, yeah, getting out that frustration.
Yeah,
nice.
But I can have
I would actually say
angry
the one
sex
is,
whenever I want it.
Is makeup sex and angry sex the same thing?
Okay, no. Our crosstalk is getting out of control. Let's go one at a time here. Who wants to first talk about this
can
so I can
I
get
go?
A little structure
can
going?
Go?
No, you've talked enough. We've had enough out of you.
Let me go real fast.
Fine.
The
Kyle.
Best, the best thing about makeup sex is that me and Kevin are still friends.
Okay. somebody have a real makeup sex story they would like to share? Well, I try.
I don't, but I wanted to talk about it.
I'm gonna get us back on the rails here.
All right.
This is the rest of the show. I want to go. This is the pace I want the rest of the show to be like.
Okay, so I have an.
That's
interesting,
what I want.
I have an interesting subtopic.
Yeah, go, it's like banging.
Melissa. Go.
So at one point,
that's
I dated
the, sound of
the guy. I hope like who gets malaria and dies. That I dated for a long time.
Okay, come on.
At one point, he was dating another girl.
Okay,
and we started.
Come on!
Yeah. I started
banging behind
his,
the girl's back.
Well, banging in his truck, not behind her back. Because she was definitely okay with it.
In her face.
She was facing the truck?
All right. Come on.
I don't know. It doesn't seem any different. Like, it was definitely like makeup sex, because it was definitely more like we were dating.
This sounds like cheating sex, yeah, not makeup sex.
Like makeup sex.
What the fuck? This is a completely different subject.
I'm just being like angry sex, like you're putting inside her, fuck you.
We're
Kevin.
Talking about your...
Kevin, right. Makeup sex, go.
I have the con.
Yes.
We're talking about you're in a relationship, you get into a major fight with someone, you resolve the fight, and then you instantly have aggressive sex.
Yes.
That is the root... concept of makeup sex. Am I wrong?
Yes. No, you're not wrong.
I'm wondering kind of about angry sex. Like, in the middle of the fight, you're just like, wait, stop. Do you want a fucking bone?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, so you want me to tell... I have a one makeup sex story. I was at a bar one night with my girlfriend. Most recent girlfriend. And we got into an argument at the bar. There was another... Yeah, correct. Thanks for the name drop. There was an other girl there that was pissing her off. Anyway, we got into a fight, and she wanted to leave. It was funny, actually. She was like, I'm just going to leave. So I said, okay, go ahead. She leaves the bar, and then 2 seconds later comes back in, because I'm just going to play pool with my buddies. You were there. She pops back in, and she goes, Kevin, get your fucking ass out here right now. And it was like so humiliating, and I was just like, okay. And I ran out. So we drive home,
and
we're fighting
like a bitch
the entire way. Ashley and I we never fought, hardly ever. This was like one of the only times we ever had a blowout, just fighting, back and forth, yelling, all the way home. We get back to my parents' house, we kind of resolve it, start making out, and I bang in my car. That is totally the essence of makeup sex,
yeah.
Which I consider impressive because I drive a Ford Focus. And it's a two-door, which, and by the way, and it was great. That's the only instance I can ever think of in my entire life where I actually utilized the concept of makeup sex. Zach, you have been speaking to the merits of makeup sex. Why don't you go ahead and weigh in with something... promising.
Yeah, makeup sex. It's awesome. Same thing. I rarely get in a fight. Got in a fight one night. It was late at night. We were like in the bedroom
drinking
when
involved?
It happened. No, not at all.
Okay.
But we were in the bedroom when it happened. We were arguing. We were arguing for like 15, 20 minutes. And finally, we were both like, fuck it. We both just laid down in the bed. We're like, fuck it. We're going to bed. And then like 10 seconds later, we both just rolled over and like,
boom,
bam,
smashing
done.
It.
Yep.
That is makeup sex right there.
Yeah, but see, I can have rough, angry sex whenever I want. So.
Well, yeah, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, but I don't see how it's any different.
Of course it's different, because we're speaking to
actually,
a specific circumstance.
Actually
do you fight
yeah.
with your boyfriend that often then?
Whoa. Yeah, let's not get into the relationship fighting thing.
Oh, no,
thing
and probably
air,
probably twice that's a week.
That's at the root of this concept.
Twice a week, that's fine.
Who beefed?
Whoa, somebody farted?
Sounds like it.
It's not I, sir.
And thank you, Kyle, for interrupting with a complete unnecessary
yeah.
whatever.
Kyle, makeup sec. Come
yeah,
on.
Get the fuck out of here,
sorry.
Xbox One. I'm busting balls. That's my bad.
Get you to lick mine.
What are you talking about? Dude, this is a good show. Come on.
Yeah. See, you didn't think it before, but now you're like, fuck. You're starting to think about it, yeah?
I've thought overall
okay.
the show is
so
very
here's
entertaining.
The thing. What makes makeup sex different?
Because you actually were in a fight, and then you had sex.
Yeah, and then it was over. It's not like, oh, I'm pissed at you, fuck it, let's fuck. It's like... fight's resolved, great. By tomorrow
true.
Morning, we're both going to be happy. But for now, we might as well take advantage of the situation.
Right. You could have potentially aggressive, enthusiastic sex in, under any circumstance. But makeup sex is very specific to...
anger.
Yeah. To being in a fight, and then it's resolved through smashing.
Exactly. At the end of angry sex, one of you goes and sleeps on the couch. Where at the end of makeup sex,
it's
you get waffles next morning. Yeah. That's the difference.
I think my boyfriend would be impressed if he got waffles ever.
Do you not have a waffle maker?
No, I have a waffle
what
maker.
Did you ever get in a fight with your significant other that was resolved through fucking?
Do you know how to make pancakes?
No.
All right, fuck pancakes.
You pancakes? Pancakes?
We're talking about good old-fashioned food here.
Meatball?
Yeah.
We're talking about waffles.
Bitch touched my balls.
Bitch touched my balls.
I don't think I've ever
trying
had
to is someone fucking going here?
Okay, so I don't think I've ever had the specific situation that you all are talking about.
That's why I think that it's almost something that's a pop culture, urban myth, almost a phenomenon. Like, it doesn't happen regularly the way people like to act like it does. I feel that makeup sex is almost something that was conceived and is an idea that's really fun, but doesn't actually happen very often.
Sure. I've had breakup sex before.
That
okay.
happened.
See, that's, I don't know. Okay, I guess I have.
Different than makeup sex.
True, it's but it's equally a phenomenon, I think. It doesn't happen that often, dude.
No.
Since Ashlyn and I broke up, we did not fuck. We also did not have a parting fuck.
No.
You know, it's not something that really
happened. No, I definitely had one of those.
Really? Where you're like, we're broken up, but we're going to smash it up?
Yeah, well, and the girl you broke up with me for was, like, sleeping in the same room.
So, wow.
What?
I can't decide if that says more about your relationship or about you.
That's kind of slutty.
Well,
it's
it wasn't
kind of awesome.
For him, maybe.
Okay, so let's just say 2 days before
yeah,
he broke
right.
up with me.
It's going to suck for somebody.
2 days
scenario.
Before he broke up with me, we were talking about wedding invitations. So, So after he broke up with me,
because he was seeing another girl.
No, what? because his other
I'm confused.
Because his other girlfriend moved into his apartment.
So he was seeing another girl.
No, we broke up,
I'm
and
confused.
Then some girl moved into his apartment.
So you visited him at his nursing home, banged him.
Fuck off, Kevin.
Yes.
With a girl in the other room. Okay,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Or a girl in the same room.
Wait.
Is that what?
No.
What happened?
Thanks,
yes.
buddy. Oh.
Cheers.
Cheers.
She happened to be in the same room. She did happen to be in the same room. Asleep.
Was she watching or was she passed out?
No, she was definitely passed out. She was drunk passed out, so she was not waking up anytime soon.
This show sucks.
Thank you! Yes!
Has anyone ever...
What are we gonna do?
I've got something here. Has anyone ever uttered, like, a movie quote once they're... done.
Oh, I have a good
finished.
Story about that, actually.
You do?
Yeah, what? It's
how
funny.
Everybody gets excited about Kevin's good story.
I'm sorry, Ashlyn was involved in this story. This is right when we first started dating. This was during the last Summer Olympics. Not the most recent, but the one before that,
okay.
when we started dating 5 years ago. And we were banging, we were watching gymnastics all fucking day. And, like, they go through each step like the person does. And then they end, and they're like, end the dismount? And, like, it ends or whatever. And so right after that, we were watching Olympics, and we ended up fucking on the couch. And I was like, oh. And I'd finished or whatever. And I was on top. And then I was like, oh, end the dismount? So I would say that's the closest to using a quote that I've ever done. That's
you've never climbed up and had a moment like, I haven't fucked like this since grade school.
I never said, like, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, no. after I banged or something, no. Never had a genius one-liner after.
I usually just say thanks.
Do you really say thanks?
He does not say thanks. He's trying to be funny.
What's the first thing you say post-sex?
They can't all be winners, buddy. So.
But you've never climbed off and had a line like, I have to return some videotapes.
Nope.
No, really, though. What's the first thing you say post-sex, typically? What's your like go-to?
I think my first thing I say is,
Yeah.
Sorry about the blood.
Yeah.
I swear that never happens.
You're on the pill, right?
Are you not entertained?
This is the first time that's ever happened to me, I swear.
Yeah.
It happens to all guys.
Oh, shit.
It smelled bad on the outside.
Where'd the condom go? Yeah.
That was a minute, right?
Did it
this
feel
is
short?
My boomstick.
Did it feel quick for you?
Did you
oh,
smell
man.
That?
What'd you put in that sandwich?
They call me the one pump chump, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, a one pump scenario has to have happened for almost everybody, right?
No.
What?
With another chick?
Not a one pump.
No, with another guy.
I'm talking about jacking off versus...
Oh, well, yeah.
I that's mean, the whole joke with one pump chump.
No,
I mean,
I've had a... Not one pump, but yeah, like less than 5 minute pump.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wow.
This is the whole full 8 second joke.
It's few and far between, but I've had scenarios where I would bust in the minute point. I'm like, oof, sorry.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 45 seconds?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And it's for some reason, I swear, more prevalent when a chick is on top of you.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason to me, I'm just like, oh,
I feel like
Jesus, it's already over.
Because you're not controlling the pace at that point.
It's because you know if her mom walked in, your hands free.
Yeah. But like I've discussed before with somebody, it's funny. Because the best position to ever get caught in is girl on top. Because it's like...
You become innocent. You're not in control.
Look at this.
What was that, episode 3, episode 4? We talked about
fuck.
This?
I bring up a lot of stuff we've talked about before.
That was awesome, though. Yeah, you're just like, what?
Check this out.
Hey, at least you recycle.
Stop. That's not even that good of a joke.
You keep laughing at everything.
You capitalize on the fact that I'm drunk.
Okay.
Are you really Kevin?
Hey, Kevin, you want a beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just opened this beer.
Trying to capitalize on the fact that you're drunk.
Oh, okay. Why is that? You're going to fuck me later?
I'm out of beer.
You're out of beer? Well, why don't you grab a freshie, man? We got a
drawer
full
of
beers.
Because you have shit.
It's fine.
You only drink
It's not... Cider.
You don't drink for the flavor.
Yeah, we're young men. I'm sorry I don't have any more Red's apple ale for the men here.
I do drink for the flavor.
Yeah.
But that is sweetness.
I've got another
bitch
beer in the fridge if you want one of those.
But I mean, then again, do you consider like a Long Island iced tea a man's drink? I mean, it has like 12 kinds of booze in it, but it's still sweet.
Take a shot right now.
You want to take a shot?
Yes,
take
I do.
Shot in the mouth.
Shot of tequila?
Something. Except semen.
What about Johnny Depp?
I'm not going to exclude that.
There's no need to go there. Hey, you know, we only got like 40 seconds left on the show. If somebody wants to do a shot, I'll do a shot, but maybe we should wait till after.
I don't think we can do that in 40 seconds.
You think we should cut our losses and just bag this one?
I think so. We should pull the chute. Yeah.
We're going to do a shot.
That's exactly the thing.
It's over. Pull the chute.
I'm thinking how much you're putting down.
Because if you want to quit at an hour, we can go a couple minutes more.
What do you think, Corey?
What could we talk about
What's
for the next couple
opinion? What do you want?
Yeah,
what you
talk
about long
I'm deferring.
God, damn, you do have a big list.
Yeah. Great list.
It's quite the big list you've got there, yeah.
We're still in school here.
Or if you have my first officer, you need to come up with more stuff.
I do have something here.
Who's still in school?
Everyone has fucking cheated on a test before. What are some strategies that we have?
For cheating?
Cheating on a test.
Well, you know, my friend and I in audio production, we did the quizzes where we would just leave with the ones we didn't know blank and would swap them out and fill it
in.
That's
fucking easy stuff, though.
Wait, what?
I want to know about, like, some intricate things you have done before.
Explain that
more.
My friend,
it,
who was
I
on
did...
the show in episode 5, sat next to me during audio production.
Yeah.
And we would never study for the quizzes, so if you didn't know the answer, we would just leave it blank, and then you trade quizzes to grade each other's, and then she would just mark those correct, and then when they say, hand it back to your partner, when they hand it back, I would just fill in the answers, like, handwritten. Just remember what they said were the answers.
Smart.
Thank
See?
You.
Cheater.
The only time I mean,
that's
at some point, I
felt bad about that, dude. Because I usually I never cheat. But
there's a certain level of cheating that's accepted by the student populace. Like if you catch
and that's
somebody,
accepted, right?
Yeah, if you catch
like
somebody,
if you're really good at it.
Yeah, if you
it
catch somebody,
I never
cheating,
cheated on a test though.
It's definitely there's a certain level
there's
that's
an
accepted.
Art to it.
There was one girl who she was definitely a large enough young woman where she could put her
fat
phone
chick?
Under her leg and nobody would notice. So she would
it
pull
disappeared.
Out her phone. Yeah, she would pull out her phone and start using like. Google Translate on her Spanish tests. Jeez. And unfortunately, that is not a level of cheating that I accept, so I did turn her in for that.
What
but
I used to do a couple of times
I would
in
never
high
rat somebody, I consider that.
Well, okay,
I ratted
if, I'm
a kid
busting
in high school.
My, if I'm busting...
That's a story. I can tell you about
if
that.
If I'm busting my ass on this test, then I don't think it's fair that she's cheating.
But as long as she's not cheating off of you, then it's not a personal offense.
I think there's a sense
of...
Oh,
I think she might have been.
There's a sense of student body camaraderie there.
Yeah.
And it's like, it
I
really
feel like
does.
You have to put a significant amount of
someone
effort
into someone
using
their
cheating.
Phone, though, in no way affects me. If you're copying my paper, then that fucking
I
yeah,
I think
unless
if you're
a friend
I
of
think
mine.
There's a certain level of cheating that's.
Yeah,
if it's
it
a hot
on
chick,
the amount of effort
maybe
you
I want to bang, then I would be like, off me all day.
For me, it was a kid who was a total asshole who was actually cheating off of me. And I was like, you know, you're bugging the shit out of me, man.
That.
You're kind of an asshole.
No,
fuck
that,
you.
Yeah,
I can see
bullshit.
Where you're coming from there.
But,
that's
you know.
Bullshit. That's not acceptable.
If it's a friend, it's
I
a
was
different
a little
thing.
I was a little worried that she might have been cheating off of me. That's why I went. Because I said, I don't want to get busted for somebody cheat me letting somebody cheat off my test.
I'm talking about intricate levels of personal cheating. Like, there's a strategy that I used a couple of times when I was in high school where I would write the answers on the inside of a Coke label. Like
did you really do
of
that?
Coke,
nice.
And I would just like seal that thing back.
I gotta say, Corey, that's pretty fucking devious, man. I didn't know you were capable of such a thing.
There gets a lot more devious than I've heard of. I've got a list here that I've had friends that have tried before. Like they've written in, answers on the inside of a gum wrapper.
Has anybody ever written on their desk straight up?
Yeah, dude.
I've done that a bunch of times.
That's some elementary school
stuff. I used to have
teachers. I usually use acronyms, like use like just the first letter of something that I want to remember.
Nice. I bet she's at a walk around looking for stuff, and if it's obvious like that, they'll catch you every time.
Yeah.
But I also had a friend that kept, like, on test days, he would leave, like, a textbook in the bathroom. He'd go and, like, go to the bathroom during the test, and he'd just look everything up in the book.
That's shady shit.
See,
but that's hard to remember, man.
The only
that's...
time I ever got busted for cheating was in second grade. So,
the most awesome strategy I've
that?
Heard of is
because
that a girl
my
got the
teacher...
answers beforehand, and she'd make like a beaded bracelet there was like a color-coded bead system for all the answers.
That's like the it's like the kindergarten version of like Prison Break.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got busted for cheating in like second grade because my second grade teacher was evil. But other than that,
nice.
I've known people that have like reprinted the test from the office and gotten all the answers.
That's hardcore.
That is very hardcore.
And they're like team cheating scenarios too.
Oh yeah, team cheating. Where,
like you can use like Morse code, like tapping
yeah.
it on the
oh,
desk.
Oh yeah, that's a classic. Yeah. Well, no, yeah, you have a smart friend who knows the answer, and it's like one tap for A, two taps for B, three taps for C, you know.
All right, look, guys, I might go a little bit long, but I refuse to go over 105, so I'm going to go ahead and call it.
All right, fine.
I am your host, Kevin Umbling, joined with
our guest,
Corey Vandersleen,
and
Zach Lewis,
and our producer,
Melissa Galbraith,
and our guest,
go fuck yourself.
We'll see you next week, guys, on the Status Pro Show.